your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 71. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. High of 77 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, law enforcement across the state of Kansas held their National Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday, where their goal was to try and safely dispose of unneeded prescriptions and medications. As Cake News says, it's a way to try and battle the ongoing addiction and opioid problem across the state, where Harvey County alone said they collected near 120 to 150 pounds of drugs throughout the day.
This certainly is an important resource, like way, I would say, upstream, right? So that we can get rid of some of the drugs in our community, that means that people have less ability to get a hold of it.
That was Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay on Cake News. In other news, three people have died after a multi-vehicle crash that happened on the Kansas Turnpike. Cake News reports the event happened on Saturday afternoon, where the Mulvane Fire Department, along with Sumner County Fire Department, were working on the accident. Three were confirmed dead in the accident, and four other individuals had critical injuries. The investigation on the cause of the accident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
New court documents that have been released to the public show that a man by the name of Chase Neal has been indicted in federal court on felony charges with threatening to kill a federal officer. As KSN News reports that according to those documents, the man allegedly plotted to kill Kansas Congressman Jake LaTurner from the 2nd District. For the scene, Neal left a voicemail saying that he would kill LaTurner. In the voicemail, he said that harm may come to LaTurner and other members of Congress due to, quote, acts of God. Neal had been previously charged in 2018 with multiple crimes, including criminal use of weapons and possession of a firearm by an involuntarily committed person. He had also violated a protective order in 2018 and in 2019 was charged with domestic battery. If he is convicted in court, he faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. In other news, a semi-truck driver was taken to the hospital on Thursday last week after rolling his truck on a highway north of St. Mary's. WIBW reports that the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office responded to the crash on K63, where the semi-truck driver had come from Jeffrey Energy Center and was carrying a load of coal when the rollover accident happened.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Investment Finance Authority is officially assisting homeowners with a program to help those experiencing financial hardship stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. As KSNB Local Channel 4 said that the applicants could receive up to $40,000 in assistance through the American Recovery Act.
The Homeowner Assistance Fund, which is the name of the fund, is intended to help prevent foreclosure of property for homeowners in Nebraska. Our target of helping people is people who are at 100% of the area median income or below.
That was Shannon Harner, the executive director on KSNB Local Channel 4. The program could assist homeowners with utility payments or just making payments on their home. They say homeowners had plenty of time to apply for the assistance as the deadline is set for February of 2025. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting continued discussion regarding the state line bridge issue. After this year, crossing of an adjacent field will no longer be allowed. Gage County would consider a low water crossing or possibly a modular bridge that could cost around $100,000. The previous new bridge construction proposal was $192,000. Public Works will continue discussion with Gage County Road Supervisor. A petition has been filed protesting the lease purchase process of funding a new jail. The board will meet with the architect, at-risk construction manager, bond counsel, sheriff, and county counselor in the near future to discuss which direction the board wishes to go. They went into executive session regarding contract negotiations. No action was taken as a result. The 11th Terrace Street plans were discussed, noting the Kansas Department of Transportation grant for the project is contingent upon construction of the jail. There is a clause in the grant that if use changes, a change request must be submitted for approval. Anita and Mike Welch, Rob Peschel, and Helen Barber of Partnership for Growth met to discuss implementation of an affordable home initiative, presenting plans and how it could be implemented. Helen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth is asking the county $100,000 out of American Rescue Plan funds to finance the initiative. A lease agreement between Marshall County and Marysville Fire Department for 2 weeks beginning November 1st will go toward fire and rescue training in the building's 600 block of Broadway. That agreement was approved. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and may work toward approval of the agreements with NextEra for the High Banks Wind Project after Republic County Commissioner signed off, approving 2-0 with one abstention at their last meeting. The project is largely in Republic, but includes a portion in northwest Washington County. Raleigh Ordine urged use of local contractors for dirt work, culverts, and trucking. 24 parcels could be up for a sheriff's sale if taxes are not brought current. 4 properties have been withdrawn since the process began, and a tax sale is expected perhaps in January. November 1st is the deadline for replies to a survey as to establishment of a countywide ambulance service. Input will be used as discussions on the prospect continue. In a joint response issued last week, Nemahal County Commissioners and the Planning Commission addressed concerns with an anonymous flyer sent to residents recently, urging them to oppose countywide zoning when responding to a planning survey being distributed. Terming the unsigned mailer as inappropriate, non-factual, and not related to positions taken by commissioners or the planning committee, the survey is to be used to develop a comprehensive county plan. The Emergency Preparedness Director met with commissioners in Nemahal County last week, advising he spoke with several individuals about serving on a local emergency preparedness committee and provided a list of those who had agreed to serve. Commissioners spoke to the county attorney about drafting a resolution to prohibit putting political signs on Nemahal County property. Frankfort Community Care Home noted their 50th anniversary with an open house Sunday and a rededication ceremony. Industrial revenue bonds were issued in 1971 with a charter created and $200,000 in bonds sold, as well as $10 memberships. The facility opened October 30th, 1972, with a license to operate. Norval E. Sam Kohler, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sam Kohler.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Look for clearing skies for this afternoon as high pressure begins to build in from the west, and our high temperatures for this afternoon looking to run a good 10 degrees above average into the lower part of the 70s. And then for tonight, expecting clear and calm conditions, overnight lows dropping back to the lower 40s. That area of high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern Tuesday all the way through the day on Thursday, giving us a dry stretch of weather. Tuesday, even warmer with mid-70s for high temperatures. Still expecting high temperatures close to that mid-70 degree range into your Wednesday, but with some breezy south winds increasing to around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Still on the breezy and dry side for your Thursday, mid-70s. And then finally, a cold frontal boundary begins to work in from the west Thursday night into Friday, ushering in some cooler temperatures to wrap up the work week. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86, the average low 38, and the record low 13. Sunset this evening 7:54, with sunrise in the morning at 6:28.
A change of season is at hand. A look at the advent of solar winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 31st. Halloween is the 304th day of the year, and actor John Candy was born on this day. Meteorological winter is still 7 weeks away, but we're just now entering a season known as solar winter. Solar winter is the quarter of the year when we experience the least amount of sunlight in the northern hemisphere. That's from about the 1st of November through the beginning of February. Centuries ago, the prospect of enduring a season lit only by fire must have been daunting. And it's probably why the custom of appeasing evil spirits gave rise to the Halloween traditions we know today. Something to ponder as you hand out candy tonight, and a reason to savor the few remaining days of daylight savings time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
4-H. For youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from the Blue Valley Insurance Agency. JD Construction. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and CanEquip.
My name is Vanessa Rush. I'm part of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my sixth year in 4-H. And my favorite thing about the fair was showing my calf. And I got three purples and two blues.
I'm Colton Schmitz. This is my fourth year with Home City Hustlers. I did four photographs and cake decorating this year. I got two blue ribbons. My favorite part about it was the concession stand.
My name is Hallie Fincham. I am 7 years old. I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. My favorite 4-H project was making my seashell picture frame. I also really enjoyed leading my calf at the fair.
Hi, I'm Jed Schmitz. This is my fourth year in 4-H with the Home City Hustlers. I enjoyed photography, arts and crafts, and horticulture at the fair.
I'm Samuel Schmitz. This will be my seventh year with the Home City Hustlers. This year I did arts and crafts, photography, and cake decorating at the fair.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from the Blue Valley Insurance Agency, JD Construction, Honeyland Auto Sales and Service, and CanEquip. Congratulations, Hanover Wildcats, on a second-place finish in the state volleyball tournament and on a fine season from the Citizen State Banks, Hanover Electric, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Googs Bar and Grill, and B&W Electric. Congratulations, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, on a fine season at a state tournament bid from Titan Manufacturing, Tammy Parker Realty, Critchfield Spray Foam, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Parker C., Sharp Manufacturing, and Blue Rapids Mercantile.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was an overall slow weekend in football across the state of Kansas with a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Kansas University Jayhawks. However, for the Kansas State Wildcats, it was a big weekend with a big shutout against the number 18 Oklahoma State Cowboys as the number 13 Wildcats pull away with the victory 48-0 on Saturday. It was a strong first half for the Wildcats as they took 14 points in the first quarter, 21 points in the second quarter, and slowed down some by the second half of the game. The victory did bump the Kansas State Wildcats back up to the second place in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 4-1 in conference play, overall 6-2 in overall play for the season. Oklahoma State is sitting now number 3 in Big 12 play. The number 13 Wildcats are set to take on the Texas Longhorns next Saturday with kickoff in the evening at 6 p.m. After their bye week, the Jayhawks will be taking on Oklahoma State. That'll be an afternoon game with kickoff at 2:30 in Kansas and Manhattan. In American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
There's more at Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort. More payday. Seven Plans awarded one winner a $50,000 grand prize in our progressive drawing. More jackpots. Over $4 million every month paid out in jackpots. More benefits. The more you play with your Seven Plans reward card, the more you earn. And more fun. Exciting concerts, unique events, and family getaways at our spacious hotel and indoor water park. There's more at Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
It's the end of October, which means more than just Halloween, but it also means the kickoff of basketball season as we get set for basketball in the state of Kansas here in the next week as the number 5 Kansas Jayhawks start off at the top 25 AP poll, coming in at 5 to kick off the season as they take on Omaha on Monday next week, November 7th. Kansas starts off their first two games of the season, both on Monday and on Thursday next week at home in Manhattan before they head on the road. They're coming off their national championship from last year. The Wildcats are also ready for their first basketball game of the season next Monday as well, as they take on Texas Rio Grande Valley. That tip-off will be on Monday next week at 8 p.m. That one's at home before they head on the road on Friday next week to take on California. Finally, in Wichita State, Shocker basketball, their first game is on Monday next week with tip-off at 7 p.m. against the Central Arkansas Bears. They are also at home in Wichita for their first two games of the season on Monday and on Saturday against Alcorn State. The Kansas Jayhawks are the only basketball team in the state that's starting off the season ranked. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Lady Wildcats finished runner-up to top seed Lebo in the 1A Division II State Volleyball Tournament Saturday at Emporia. Lebo wins in three, 25-13, 21-25, and 25-23. Congratulations to the Hanover Wildcats, runner-up in state volleyball.
Friday night final down here in Heston as your Marysville Bulldogs fall 34-14 to the Heston Swathers, bringing Marysville's final season record 6-3 under first-year head coach Tony Trimble. The scoring got started in the second quarter after a scoreless first quarter on a 75-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Hudson Ferrales to tight end Ashton Dutchenhoff, opened up the scoring 8-0 for the Swathers. Swathers got another score moments later right before half, 15 seconds left to play in the second quarter on a 3-yard touchdown pass from Ferrales to Jake Proctor, bringing our score 15-0 at half. Coming out of half, Heston was the first one to answer, and that seemed to be the key for tonight. Heston took the early lead and kept it. 28-yard touchdown pass from Ferrales to Fry as he climbed the ladder, bringing our score 22-0. With 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter, fullback Peyton Smith fumbled it on what seemed to be a big key play here in this game, but 2 minutes later, Marysville was able to answer back with an 8-yard touchdown Will Otaunt run, bringing our score 22-7 after a Jack Lauer extra point, but that is as close as the Bulldogs got as Tyron Taylor answered back. Few minutes later, just inside the fourth quarter on an 8-yard touchdown run, Tremont Hornbeek answered back with 9:04 left to go in the fourth quarter, but that would be the last and final score for the Marysville football season before the Swathers put on another one on a 6-yard touchdown run on a fourth down play. My backup running back, Bailey Reed, bringing our final score to 34-14. A gallant effort here by the Bulldogs, not able to pull off the victory, due in large part to untimely penalties and not able to find the end zone. Two missed field goals, also big in that first quarter, as Marysville had opportunities, just not able to capitalize. Once again, your Marysville Bulldogs falling to the Heston Swathers here tonight, 34-14, finishing off this season 3-6 under first-year head coach Tony Trimble. Reporting live from Heston for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Centralia took McClough 68-8 to advance in the 1A state football playoffs. Lynn fell to Osborne 56-6.
Whether carving a jack-o'-lantern or making a pie, don't let those pumpkin seeds go to waste. Roast them into a healthy snack for you and your family to enjoy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scoop out the seeds and pulp from inside the pumpkin. Place the seeds and the pulp in a colander and rinse with cold water, then remove the seeds and pat them dry. Spread the seeds in a single layer on a baking sheet treated with a non-stick cooking oil and lightly salt. Or toss in olive oil and season with salt, garlic salt, paprika, or other favorite seasonings. Bake at 325 degrees for 25 minutes or 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Stir the seeds about every 5 minutes. They're ready when the seeds are golden brown. Allow the roasted seeds to cool and store any leftovers, if there are any, in an airtight container. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
The town of Anoka, Minnesota can make quite a claim. That title traces its history to a 12-year-old boy who made a trip to Washington, D.C. to get special recognition for what was taking place where he lived. The story that is very much alive today is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1920, the town of Anoka, Minnesota, began a Halloween parade, along with other activities to help keep kids from pulling pranks on October 31st. 17 years later, in 1937, those parades had grown to the point that one young man set out to really put Anoka on the map.
Harry Blair was actually 12 years old. He was a little boy that we had here in town, and he went to Washington, D.C., and he had a proclamation to have it be Anoka, Halloween capital of the world.
Anoka proudly claims that title yet today, Halloween capital of the world. There are three parades that attract large crowds. In fact, the largest of those parades makes this city swell to many times its actual population.
We have our Grand Day Parade. Anoka has about 17,000 people that live here in town. And on a good day, nice weather, we'll bring in close to 100,000 people.
It's impressive all of the events this town hosts during a two-week Halloween season. It's all accomplished with volunteers.
We have about 20 to 25 core volunteers that do help out for each of the events. And we are very thankful. We've got amazing sponsors in town. Some of them will sponsor a specific event. Some will just help out because along with Anoka Halloween, not only just the events that we have, but we're also very proud because we do donate and we have scholarships that we give out.
And Anoka makes sure people can be a part of the celebration year round.
We have the Anoka Halloween store. We have the Anoka Halloween merchandise. We also have an online store, so you're welcome to go online. That's also really fun because we literally ship to every state.
There's a physical store here you can visit. It's open more often, closer to the October festivities. And this, the Halloween capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Anoka, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction for John and William Mason Friday, November 4th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. 160 acres, more or less, in southeast Marshall County. The farmland includes 135 acres of terraced cropland, the balance hayed waterways, pond, and light timber. Farm's primarily been in a corn and bean crop rotation and is located along a good rock road 4 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace Road on the east side. The Nemaha County line is a mile to the east. This land is located in a good farming community and should merit consideration of anyone wanting individual unit or add-on acres. 160 acres, Marshall County cropland, selling at auction Friday, November 4th at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Details online at olmstedrealestate.com. Olmsted Real Estate broker and auctioneers.
Before you put your garden to bed for the winter, do a soil test. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It'll help you understand your garden self and save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
How well did your plants perform in the garden this year? Over time, soil fertility and pH levels can change, leading to changes in plant health and vigor. Now that the growing season is winding down, this is a good time to do a soil test to get a better understanding of your garden's overall well-being. Sarah Vogel is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. She says the test will tell you a lot about your soil.
So a basic soil test is going to measure your soil pH, the organic matter content, as well as macronutrients like phosphorus, potassium, sulfur. So that would be a basic one. You can also get soil tests that are going to measure micronutrients like boron and copper, things that plants need in very, very small amounts. And then sometimes we're in areas where soil contaminants might be an issue.
Vogel doesn't recommend using home soil test kits because the results are widely variable. It's best to send your soil samples to a certified lab. Your local extension office can help you find one. Unless there is a specific issue being worked on, she recommends testing your soil every 3 to 5 years. Understanding soil nutrient concentrations before applying fertilizer is important.
The soil's natural fertility, depending on what's being grown in it, plants can often perform for some time, you know, for years without needing fertilizer. And though we turn to fertilizer to help with plants' vigor and vitality, it's really important for gardeners to first establish that need and a purpose for fertilizer. You know, if fertilizer isn't necessary, we don't want to waste product or time or money applying it.
Learn more about testing your garden soil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
On a hill far away stood an old cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So despised by the world as a wonder.
drive by a neighbor's home and notice their garden, do you immediately think to yourself, I wish I could do that. I just don't have a green thumb. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Many people have the same thought when it comes to achieving financial goals. It's so easy to compare ourselves to others. But the secret, whether the garden or the finances, isn't so much about having a green thumb or a money tree in the backyard. It's about making the most of all God has given you and getting guidance if you don't know where to start. First and foremost, seek wisdom from God on how to handle your resources. Then determine what's most important to you in life and build your plan around that. You may have the dream of retiring early or buying a cabin on the lake. Maybe you have a passion for mission work and you want to incorporate service trips into your future. Or maybe you're focused on growing your family and you want to make sure your kids have enough funds for college. Whatever goals you have in life, being wise with your resources will allow you to stick to a financial strategy, which will help you live a life of meaning and gratitude.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Pork Chop Barbecue will be Saturday, November 6th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. St. Gregory's Church Parish Hall in Marysville. A delicious smoked pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert. Curbside service and delivery available. Call by 7 p.m. 785-799-5628. Serving Saturday, November 5th, 6 until 8 p.m. at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville. Bar will be open.
Meeting sustainability targets will require more collaboration across the agriculture community. That's next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The world is looking for the ag and food sector to do its part in the quest for sustainability. Whether the sector is willing and able to collaborate toward that goal was the subject of a session at a recent event sponsored by the Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis. Ryan Bond is with Nutrien Ag Solutions, one of the largest fertilizer companies in the world.
We can either lead disruption or be a victim of it, and I think we're there to help enable this. And that's part of our 2030 ESG targets, is to help that enablement. That's the key piece, and there's going to be radical collaboration that has to happen in order to enable that.
The scientific community is expected to help. Daniel Schachtman heads the Center for Biotechnology at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
The important thing is to think about all components of the system. The plant scientists are important. The fertilizer companies are super important. The economics behind the systems, because as we change how we apply nitrogen, you know, it may get more expensive. Maybe our food will cost more as a result. So I think there's a lot of pieces, and I do think this radical collaboration is a great idea, and it will be needed to really achieve these grand goals.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what's making Ag News on this Monday, October the 31st. The winter weather outlook points to extended drought conditions over parts of the country. Bad news, including areas of the Mississippi River Valley. Here's Rod Bain with the USDA.
A La Nina winter in the weather outlook means both cooler, wetter weather in our nation's northern tier and warmer, drier conditions to the south. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey adds that also means drought will remain across much of the nation during the period, most notable in current low water levels in the lower Mississippi River, which could remain for several weeks. Yet he says with the potential of above normal precipitation and mountain runoff from the north,
there is some promise that eventually we will improve runoff into the Mississippi Basin
season based on snow and rain expected to fall across parts of the Midwest and the North.
When that occurs, depends on if water freezes in parts of the Mississippi River system and if precipitation is captured as snowpack. In terms of potential snowpack at the headwaters of some of the Mississippi's western tributaries, the above normal precipitation forecast is
very good for snowpack and water supply into the northern Rockies.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, sir. So what does the Climate Prediction Center say about seasonal weather in the nation's major winter wheat growing areas?
Presently, we do have drought in all three of the nation's major winter wheat production areas, the white winter wheat in the northwest, the hard red winter wheat across the Great Plains, and the soft red winter wheat that's grown from the mid-south into the lower Midwest.
Yet USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says going into the winter,
prospects are certainly improving for northwestern winter wheat over the last few days, and we expect that to continue for the next few weeks and perhaps all the way through the winter.
That report from Rod Bain and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. I'm Jeff Aiken.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Frustrated by the lack of machinery on the market? Stay tuned for tips on how to get what you're looking for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Extreme shortage of new and used machinery all year, and how hard it is to find what you're looking for. There are some pieces of equipment on dealers' lots, but just some. And good luck finding anything at auction. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says if you're in the market for late model used equipment, the first thing to do is get on the internet and search.
Go to the respective manufacturers that you're interested in. If you're John Deere, go to machinefinder.com. If you're Case IH, go to caseih.com. Look in their used machinery section. New Holland has one. Other manufacturers do. Go to tractorhouse.com and see what kind of listings are there. Fastline.com. These are sites that you can start searching, and dealers are posting what they have available out there.
Don't be afraid to buy a tractor that is states away. You can do it by directly contacting the dealer yourself and making the transaction, or have your own dealer do it for you. If you're looking for new equipment, work with your dealer to make a retail purchase order now for what you need next spring.
Don't wait. Don't wait till after the first of the year. You can make a purchase order. You can actually buy that equipment, take it as a tax write-off, and then you'll have a better chance of getting the tractor, tillage equipment, you know, whatever you need by next spring, March or April, than if you just waited. You know, manufacturers are putting a priority on retail sales as opposed to, say, dealer floor plan machinery.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on getting the equipment you're looking for at agriculture.com.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aitken along with him. Well, the rally has slowed a little bit in the grains market, but still up today. Corn for December, 687 and a half. That's up 6¾ currently. March corn up 6 at 692¾. Kansas City wheat for December up 42 now at 967. Kansas City wheat for March at 962½. That's up 37¾. Oats for December up 17¼, 383¾ where we are right now. March oats at 390¼. That's up 13. Taking a look at November soybeans up 5¼, currently at 1393. Soybeans for January, 1405¾. That's up 5½. Cotton for December, 71.40 is your current price. That's down 71 cents. Cotton for March at 71.08. That's down 99 cents. Live cattle for October, down $3.60 currently at 146.77½. Live cattle for December, down 75 cents at 152.25. Feeder cattle for November, down 30 cents at 177.57½. Feeder cattle for January at 179.47½. That's down 90 cents. Gold for December, down $4.70 at $16.40¼. Gold for February at $16.54.40. That's down $4.70 currently. Silver for December at $19.11½. That's down 3 cents. Silver for March at $19.29½. And that's down 2 cents. Stock market looking like this. Dow Jones down 51 on this Monday. NASDAQ down 72. And S&P, well, that's down 18. Currently, that's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. It is Monday, October the 31st. We hit November tomorrow. We still got a few sessions to go here before this Monday is over with. I'm Jeff Aitken.
The weather is changing, and it's time to start planning your holiday trips to visit friends and family. If it's time for a new vehicle, start with a trip to visit your friends at Midwest Kia and experience a better way to buy. Don't trust your old car, truck, or SUV any longer. This October, bring us your busted and rusted, not to be trusted, sad and tired used vehicle, and we'll give you a guaranteed minimum trade-in value of $2,500. Then choose from over 300 pre-owned vehicles at Midwest Kia. That's right, $2,500. Minimum trade-in value for your vehicle, no matter the condition. Load up your family in a pre-owned car or SUV from Midwest Kia and save big with $2,500 minimum for your trade this holiday season.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Simple, transparent, fast. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. Trade allowance from online listed price and with other discounts towards certified pre-owned vehicles. See dealer for details. Offer expires months end.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Cover crops have a variety of benefits, but planting a cover crop this fall and winter could be counteractive. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Weed Science Specialist Sarah Lancaster and K-State Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson join us to discuss cover crops.
The benefits of a cover crop, if you can get it established, is that you're providing growing material at the surface. You've got growing roots in your soil, particularly if you had a failed crop and you've got a lot of nutrients. If you think there'll be moisture this winter, being able to capture those nutrients and retain them in the plant residue rather than seeing them leach below the plant rooting depth, that would be a real benefit of the cover crop. But it comes back to the question, can you get that cover crop growing this fall and get enough growth on it that you can counter the disturbance to the existing crop residue? Or are you going to set yourself up for potential erosion issues, blowing residue issues that may be a bigger problem than you're gaining from the cover crop?
Peter further explains why utilizing cover crops this fall and winter carries increased risk.
Given the weather that we've had this summer and looking at the outlooks for this fall and winter, I think, do you have enough moisture is an important question to ask yourself before you're planting cover crops. And how are you going to plant your cover crops? Broadcast, is there enough moisture right at the surface to germinate the seed? And if you're drilling it, we've got to be cautious and, you know, you start running a 10 or 7.5 inch drill across that field, you're destabilizing a lot of your crop residue.
Sarah explains how residual herbicides may affect cover crops and how dry conditions can exacerbate negative effects.
What are the cropping rotations for cover crops after we've used soil active herbicides, residual herbicides? Most of the herbicide labels don't say a whole lot about it. There is some research out there, but you know, if we're in this condition where cover crops are going to have a difficult time being established anyway, the last thing we want to do is set those cover crops back by seeding them into a field that potentially still has herbicide residues on it. One of the things that often leads to crop injury as a result of herbicide carryover is particularly dry conditions. So as we think about weed management recommendations, including more in-season applications of residual herbicides, we're increasing the likelihood that we're going to have those herbicide residues around at the time when cover crops are going to be seeded. So it's just something that producers need to be aware of as they think about when and what did they apply herbicide-wise in their summer crop, and then how do they need to consider their cover crop plans accordingly.
That was K-State Weed Science Specialist Sarah Lancaster and K-State Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson discussing cover crops this fall and winter. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
KNDY. country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.